Go for it. Go under. Make your way back. Recall what you went for first. Decided to get, got, declined to keep, woke up on a bus, saw the place go by, and kept riding. Written in rope round the neck of the famine, this my own, my native land, this my own country. Men in overcoats, bearing a pall in the rain. I and not I, equally at ease within the shroud. How a mild breeze can shut a door so that you look up wondering what she wants of you. Nothing and everything. Look to your lines and ignore the source. A ghost for all seasons, stroking the nape of the neck of the moon. Strawberries of Ganymede, the blood oranges of Gethsemane, the dates of Amon-Ra. Sparks of fluttering rings as she shows the shape of the smoke, the smooth sides of the flame. Useless to imitate when the thing itself is far from outstanding. This is the age of understanding. Before it the age of marvels, before it the age of belief, the flow of the hair on the scalp of the skull, the beach in the sun of sea salt winter, rage with runes in the dark of the parking lot, metanoia, fear of avenging angels.
attune yourself to these. Elevation, latitude. Modify your elements. Do not open the box. Ready to validate. This may seem a little confusing. Relax. This is normal. Elevation, latitude, elements. It's simple. When you are ready, add longitude. Observe height. Express this as linear. Specify spatial arrangements within the sphere. Modify these to include validation. Just try it out. It's time now to reduce longitude to modify your position within the sphere. Accept this. Do not open the box. Are now permanent. However, you may return to your original latitude via acclimatization to existing elements within the elevation. There may at this point be some overlap. This is normal. Do not resist. Do not resist. Do not open the box. Remember, it is all relevant to your position within the sphere. And you can always return to normal once patterns become stationary and you absorb distance. With your path complete within the sphere, you can now attune yourself to existing patterns. You cannot control the patterns yourself, only through original elements discussed. Relax. Do not resist. For clarity, reduce longitude, reduce latitude, reduce elevation.
Actor Elijah Wood joined the Sound Carriers to reassure us about the necessary changes to come. On the track, This Is Normal, from the band's 2014 release on Ghost Box, Entropicalia, here on Deep Threes. We found ourselves buoyant on Motionless Deluge at the start of our set, drifting with the sounds of Robert Rich's contribution to the Swarm of Drones collection. Then we ran into Old Sugar Bear, along with a soulful guitar solo by Bill Frisell from his Unspeakable album, before taking a respite on the hill with sounds from the Mosaic album by Richard Bermer, and watched eelgrass floating by on the nearby inlet, as evoked by a track from Mark Borecka's Beneath the Mirrored Surface. Canadian composer Leslie Barber gave us Out of Cold from her soundtrack for When Night is Falling, which led us towards The Dog from the Fruitville Station soundtrack by Ludwig Göransson, before Robert Hunter instructed us on Trapping a Muse, scored by Italic from the Snow Eater album by Al Brain Atlas. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I'll leave you for this hour with Hummel by Spacecraft. You can always check out playlists and show archives on the website www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
this is Thurston. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. Yeah, keep listening.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Diamond Spratling found her passion for climate and environmental activism at a young age.
As a little girl sitting watching TV, I'm like, oh my goodness, the ice sheets are melting. I have to save the polar bears.
As she grew up, she became concerned about other environmental issues too, such as pollution in her hometown of Detroit. But she noticed that there were not many other people of color in her environmental classes and internships.
I just thought about how we needed to make sure that Black and brown communities were knowledgeable about the issues that were impacting us the most and really involved in all stages of the solution.
So she founded the nonprofit Girl Plus Environment, which engages women and girls of color in environmental advocacy. As part of this mission, she's published Sage Sails the World, A Little Girl's Journey Across the Arctic. In it, a young Black girl named Sage sees the impact of climate change on polar bears and decides to take action.
So it really serves as a full circle moment for me to get back to what motivated me.
She hopes the book inspires more kids to get involved.
And this is the perfect time because they start to say, oh, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a nurse. I want to be a teacher. Maybe some of them will say, I want to be a climate activist or I want to be a climate scientist.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.